Xbox.
Well, good morning. It's Tuesday and time for book picks on our list from an independent bookseller of the week. This morning, Kathy Taylor joins us for the first time, and we're very excited. She's at Northshire Bookstore in Manchester Center, Vermont. Northshire also has a beautiful store in Saratoga Springs as well. She joins us this morning to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this fall season, which is always a good season for new books. It's always
it is,
a good time.
Yes.
Kathy, good morning. Very nice to have you on the show.
It's great to be here.
We were over doing a book show taping, with Jane Alexander last a week ago Saturday. And we were walking out, and Kathy was behind the register, and she said, I'll see you next week. I'm on Book Picks for the first time. And I was, oh, well, you're going to have a great time. So
yes.
Welcome, and very nice to have you
Thank
here.
You very much. I'm really excited and delighted.
Well, excellent. Where would you like to begin?
I'm going to begin with a new collection of essays out today by Mary Oliver. It's called Upstream. Mary Oliver is a Pulitzer Prize-winning poet and is probably one of the best-known and beloved poets in America. If you haven't read her poetry, you really should. It's accessible, and it talks a lot about the natural world and its power and grace, and her language is really stunning. This new collection of essays deals with everything from the saving effects that art and nature have had on her life to several of her beloved authors like Walt Whitman and Edgar Allan Poe. And a couple of them are also close observations on animals like owls and spiders. She has just a beautiful way with language, and she has a true joy at being alive that shines through even in the midst of sorrow and suffering. It kind of radiates from every line. After you read it, you're going to want to go for a walk in the woods and take a notebook with you. It was one of my favorite books that I read this year, I think.
Terrific. Mary Oliver.
Yes.
Upstream.
Upstream. The next book I'm going to talk about is The Rain in Portugal by Billy Collins. He's another well-known and beloved poet. He served as the Poet Laureate of the United States. His way of writing, I would say, is deceptively straightforward. He deals with a lot of everyday situations and turns them into humorous takes, I would say, oftentimes. And his insights are often surprising and layered. What I really like about his poetry is that it feels very much how inspiration or revelation might come to any one of us. Some of the settings that he takes as his starting points include sitting in traffic, wishing he were a dog, sharing a cigarette in a rainstorm, watching a bird nest in a fallen tree branch, or one of my favorite poems, considering his cat's unwillingness to follow directions. And it's a really wonderful little poem. And his insights, to me at least, remind you that the world is more complex and full of wonder than it first appears.
There's such great humor and there's such accessibility to his work. I just finished this collection over the weekend. It's a beautiful piece of work.
And I'd recommend it to anyone who doesn't necessarily read poetry that often. I think it's a good place to get started, and just the everyday situations will really speak to a broad variety of people.
The Rain in Portugal by Billy Collins.
Okay. The next one I'm going to talk about is The Trespasser by Tana French. I could go on and on about how much I love Tana French. She is an Irish author who specializes in crime fiction. And this latest book is an installment in the Dublin Murder Squad series. I wouldn't say you would have to have read her previous books in order to pick this one up. It is narrated by a detective who has appeared in her previous book, The Secret Place, also excellent. Her name is Antoinette Conway. She's sort of the black sheep of the murder department. Her fellow male detectives have been giving her a really hard time and making her miserable. She feels that she and her partner, Stephen Moran, have not received a really good case in quite some time until they begin investigating what seems a pretty straightforward domestic violence murder. And unsurprisingly, it ends up having many more layers than that. Tana French is an expert at peeling away those layers and giving her characters really unique, engrossing backstories and setting up an atmosphere that's really eerie and edgy and twisted. And it's a really good book to curl up with on a chilly autumn night.
It's really good stuff. And it it packs a wallop, doesn't it?
It does.
Really good stuff.
Yeah. She just has a great way for mysteries. Yeah.
It's The Trespasser by Tana French.
Okay, and the next one I'm going to talk about is Hot Milk by Deborah Levy. It was recently shortlisted for the Man Booker Prize. I didn't really know what to expect when the book buyer at Northshire gave me this book. It has a picture of a woman sunbathing on the cover, and I thought the story was going to be much tamer than it ended up being. It's a pretty wild and intense book that's also pretty short. It focuses on a 25-year-old woman who has put her life and anthropological career on hold in order to care for her ailing mother, who has a mysterious illness that involves a periodic inability to walk. In England, the doctors are unable to give her any answers, so they travel to southern Spain to meet with a famous doctor at his beautiful clinic. He has somewhat unusual methods, and in the meantime, the young woman's life sort of unravels and her ordered world breaks down. It's really an amazing book. I couldn't put it down, and it has a bit of a psychological thriller aspect to it.
Good stuff. It's Hot Milk?
Hot Milk, yes.
By Deborah Levy.
Yep.
Excellent. Hot Milk by Deborah Levy. And all right, next up.
Okay, next up is The Lesser Bohemians by Emer McBride, who is an Irish author. This is her second novel. Her first was A Girl is a Half-Formed Thing. That one won the Bailey Women's Prize for Fiction, which used to be the Orange Prize. And this is her follow-up novel. What is distinctive about her writing is that she often writes in first-person stream of consciousness, which might frighten a lot of readers, but I would say you should definitely go for it. You really fall into the rhythm of her language quite easily, and I wouldn't say that it's difficult to read. It makes it a really entrancing book and makes her world really powerful. Like, seem really powerfully realized. So this one follows a teenage Irish drama student and her love affair with an older, established actor. They have dark histories, both of them. And if you really are not into disturbing elements in your books, I would warn you against it. But for any hardier readers out there, it's really beautiful. And there's beauty and hope even in the darkness. So I would really recommend it. It's lovely.
The Lesser Bohemians. And the first name of the author?
Emer McBride.
Emer McBride.
Yep.
Very Irish name.
Very
Emer
Irish,
McBride.
Yes.
The Lesser Bohemians.
Yes. So I'm finishing today with a book called The Hatred of Poetry by Ben Lerner, since I've been talking about poets today.
All right.
Ben Lerner is himself a poet and a novelist, but he says that he counts himself among those people who sometimes hate poetry. They don't get it for whatever reason. It just repulses them in whatever way. So this book is acknowledging that a lot of poetry feels like you need a degree or a PhD to read it, but still making a case for a lot of what it, the value that it has to offer.
Yeah.
So one of the things that he really talks about is that language itself is imperfect, and that makes poetry by its very nature, just set up to fail. But when we keep trying and keep failing, you get at the essence of poetry, which is its aspirations to greatness and transcendence. And hopefully after you read it, you'll want to pick up a book of poetry.
Well, you've given us several great selections this morning of poetry and other great works. This book is The Hatred of Poetry by Ben Lerner. For more information on Northshire Bookstore and the great work they do, you can go to their website. It's www.northshire.com. You can also visit them in Manchester Center, Vermont.
Yes, you can.
You can visit them in Saratoga Springs, New York.
You can.
And again, online, northshire.com. Kathy Taylor, great to welcome you, and thank you so much. I do hope you'll come back soon.
Thank you. I hope so as well.
Lovely to have you here. Thank you very much.